Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League with Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
On the radio.
30. I'm on right now. I don't believe you.
You boys in line.
Well, that's actually kind of where I was going to go with this is if you had to pay up for one of these, this is a very difficult thing with Bijan because how much more up can you go?
If you
go?
Have to pay up, it's one overall, yeah.
Right. Well, or two. Half point PPR consensus on Fantasy Pros right now is at least three, but then you throw a couple wide receivers in here, maybe you're talking about overall six. So let's say you've got to pay up for Bijan to four or three overall as a pick, or you pay up for Jahmyr Gibbs to, let's say, running back 10, where he is consensus 14, who would you rather pay up for right now?
I'm probably going to pay up for Gibbs because I'm going to get a, you know, the opportunity cost that I'm giving up by taking Robinson. There's like, we're drafting every player in the first round at their anticipated ceiling, right? Those other guys, I've seen their ceiling. I haven't seen it with Bijan. I mean, I think he can hit it, but I'm maybe a little more comfortable with some of the other players going in that same range. So I'm probably still going with Gibbs.
Justin, same question. If during this preseason, it can be a negative, it can be a positive, maybe who the most dramatic move has been for you during this draft preparation season?
I feel like a lot of people would probably say Jahan Dotson. I feel like I'm not one to, you know, get too high on preseason stuff, but I had him pretty high in my rankings during the offseason, so I guess I won't say him. Damian Pierce, is that too obvious? I mean, we went into the preseason thinking that, you know, he was just going to be that early down guy and maybe Singletary, even though Singletary hasn't been great with passing work, that he would be the one to step in on the passing downs. And now from what we're seeing in the preseason and from what's coming out of Houston, it sure sounds like Pierce is going to be a lot closer to a full-time player in that offense. He's going to get that opportunity. And that's bumped him up from, you know, that fringe for me, fringe low-end RB2, maybe high-end RB3 into the mid RB2 ranks right up there as a guy that I would take in the third, fourth round, right behind maybe somebody like Jahmyr Gibbs.
One thing I've liked about Damian Pierce in this is that I felt like you've obviously got your top tier of running backs. And then into that middle teens area, I think tons of questions have started to pop up. And maybe not like in maybe one of your respective ranks, but if you look at like the consensus area of ranks, you get a lot of questions. Some, I'm a Travis Etienne guy, but a lot of people don't like Travis Etienne. Breece Hall has kind of fallen down to that area. You've got guys like Madison. You've got Akers. You've got James Conner. So from that mid-teens to early 20s, there's a lot of questions in there. And sometimes just playing into volume can be a good play. I think Damian Pierce is actually a sneaky guy that kind of falls outside of all these guys with questions and is definitely one that, you know, as the preseason has gone on, I think maybe we just find more security. And sometimes that's what the preseason can be about, is just finding security in a player, Justin.
Yeah, and the fact that we don't have a lot of workhorse backs anymore, right? Like, they're kind of going by the wayside. So when you have one potentially pop up and one that is a really strong runner as well, if he adds that receiving volume, it wouldn't be shocking to see him potentially get up into the top 12, top 15 this year.
Yeah, good picks.
All right, Justin, I want to start with you because I think I know, because you and I just did a trade. So I think I know who you're going to talk about here.
What was your trade? Let's hear this trade.
We did a dynasty trade in the Fantasy Pros Tags League. And our trade was I got Isaiah Pacheco and Josh Palmer. And I moved Alexander Mattison, Robert Tonyan. And so maybe Alexander Mattison, because I saw your AMA on Reddit. And you were talking about him as well. People were asking you, why are you so high on Mattison? But I wanted to just ask you, is there a situation or a player that we're not talking enough about going into the season that you think it could be Mattison? Maybe it's not. I know you like him. That's why I said, I think I know where you're going to go. But any scenario or situation, positively, negatively, whatever it is, that isn't being talked about enough right now.
I mean, we can mention Mattison. I think a lot of people are high on him. There's been that recent report, too, that the team is looking to really give him as much as he can handle. So I think maybe we'll see his ADP rise even a little bit more here over the next week or so. But
our touch guy for sure.
For me, yeah, I'm going to go a little bit deeper with this one. And I think sometimes we see when there's a negative situation in fantasy, we almost like double and triple count because you have a lot of analysts feeling the same way about it. And then the public gets involved and everybody's just down on a specific player, specific situation. I think this year it's the Bucs offense in my mind. And yes, massive drop off going from Tom Brady to Baker Mayfield. And they're not going to throw over 700 times, but they're not going to go down to like 400 attempts this year. It's going to be, I think 500s, maybe low 600s. They still have some very quality weapons in Chris Godwin and Mike Evans. And it's a pretty concentrated passing attack with those guys. And what we've seen from Baker in the preseason, he looks okay. He looks like he can run this offense. It's once again not going to be Tom Brady. We do not expect that Brady's going to walk through that door. But when you look at what Chris Godwin has done, I mean, in the past, last year finished as a top 20 fantasy receiver coming off a torn ACL, did it really on volume. Now he's going to be healthy this year. But you look at his career, I mean, the last 4 years, wide receiver 2 in fantasy points per game and a half PPR, wide receiver 16 in 2020, wide receiver 11 in 2021. And then, like I mentioned, last year, top 20 guys. So Godwin and Evans going outside the top 30 receivers, going outside the top 5 rounds. I think it's a mistake, especially in Godwin's case. And I've been scooping him up a lot. And people have been giving me a pretty hard time about it, too. Mm-hmm, and I can't really wait to see Godwin have a great season, even though Baker Mayfield's the one throwing him passes.
Justin, go ahead, Welsh. Have you seen the movie Step Brothers?
Yes, of course.
Okay, so Bogman's S-eating grin this whole time you were talking.
Did we just become best friends?
You guys just started your karate in the garage because Bogman won't shut the hell up about Chris Godwin. It is nonstop. So you guys definitely definitely locked together.
I was here trying to lead you towards Alexander Mattison. I had no idea you were going to come here and back me up on my wildest call.
Bogman is the highest ranked human being in the world on Fantasy Pros ECR, according to their ECR for Chris Godwin.
I just don't touch my drum set, though.
Yeah. I actually have one of those.
But yeah, dude, I've been preaching about this too because you know, yes, they're not gonna throw the ball.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
As much without Tom Brady, but...
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Yeah, man, I'll tell you what, that dang old...
In this league.
Talk about www.com, you made you go click, 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 click. It's real easy, man.
I don't know what you're saying, but that's what's going on, yeah.
The whole offense can't change. You still have the personnel to throw the ball a bunch, especially with Evans and Godwin. So, yes, they're going to have to throw the ball a bunch. I am all in on Godwin, and I'm higher on Evans than ECR because I think that offense... If you went out and got, like, Bijan and then another back... and added some offensive linemen, then you'd be like, okay, maybe this offense is evolving and changing. They didn't do anything at running back. It's Rashad White and UDFA Sean Tucker right now. So I don't think they're going to run the ball that much more because they didn't invest in the run game.
Love Rashad White.
Yeah, so I think Godwin is going to be amazing. So I love that one. Bob, same question for you, my friend. What is not talked about enough, positively or negatively, going into the season right now?
First of all, I did not come here for your Chase Edmonds slander, sir. I actually did. This is absolutely a correct take, and it's a take I've been having all year long. If we, you know, the caveman mind, we think that's a saber-toothed tiger, whether it's a mouse or whatever, sitting outside the door. We see a less than ideal quarterback situation, and we start dialing away from those wide receivers as fast as we can. Last year's DK Metcalf, Tyler Lockett, Amari Cooper, and others would like to have words with us about this because it doesn't necessarily preclude them from having decent seasons. They still play well, and it's not like they don't have quarterbacks. It's less than ideal. They're still going to have NFL quarterbacks.
Going
and they're
to a triple option here.
Right. So I totally agree with that. And I think just in general, we tend to shy away from bad offenses. And I think Justin's point with Damian Pierce is on point. Sometimes those running backs fare a lot better than we think. We think teams are always playing from behind are just going to do nothing but throw. No, they try to keep the ball away from the other team by running. And so I think, you know, the Cardinals offense, we haven't been talking about much. And I would like to talk about James Conner.
Mm-hmm. If you didn't answer the question, I was going to push you there. Cause like, I just am hands off on James Conner this year, but you're going to spit some knowledge. And I was going to push you there if you didn't get there.
If we go back to my best ball tens, drafts, I'm pretty sure I have like about a 40% share of James Conner. So, needless to say, if you go back to last year and you look at his scoring totals without Kyler Murray, they're pretty good. And he'll open the season without Kyler Murray, maybe with a rocket science to set quarterback and Josh Dobbs, it appears. So look, they're going to lean on the run. He's a talented player. I get why people aren't in on him. The injury concerns are a thing. You guys have done this with me enough to know I'm injury agnostic. I do not draft players who aren't yet injured. I can't pretend I know that they will. I know everyone out there thinks they can. Okay, go ahead, do that. You're going to miss out on some guys, and I'm going to get burned by some guys. There's no question about that. There are players who have definite histories. I'm more concerned about players that have chronic injuries rather than are chronically injured because it's just the nature of the sports. We look for players with clear paths to volume. That's the wellspring of fantasy production is volume. Also, volume is the double-edged sword because it leads to injuries, right? You're out there every play. You're running up and down the field. Things are going to happen. You're having these collisions. But James Conner, to me, is a great pick. He's at the tail end of that group of running backs you were just mentioning. I think probably the best value of the bunch.
The positive has also been that it looks like, I haven't like actually tracked it the entire time, but I think he's fallen a little bit. Yeah, some of the values. Like he was at some point, not in the
because I quit doing best ball 10, so I like that back and his ADP normalized.
Might be, but like he was in like 18, 19, you know, like at RB, and it looks like he's sitting around like 22, 25, somewhere in that capacity, and that makes him a little bit more palatable. You just
and
worry
catch too, so
Yeah, and to your point before, it's like just because it's a bad offense doesn't mean there won't be any offense. The problem with that team specifically is that it can be a tougher division. Yeah. Where they're going to find any offense, bad offense. I mean, just it's all bad. Like the Bucks, I do think it's kind of a silly point when the focal point is just on Baker Mayfield. When you look around and you're like, Rashad White was pretty effective. You have two incredibly great wide receivers.
You have concerns about their offensive line, though. I mean, to some degree, they're in Tampa, but also, you know, it's not great in Arizona.
But it's all bad in Arizona. Yeah. That's my problem. It's all bad. Like every bit of it is bad. And that's the only reason I kind of stick away from it. Getting into drafts, talking about those best balls, this probably is going to speak to a little bit of this answer. Your favorite dart throws for players at the end of the draft, Bob. Let's start with you. You're welcome to throw out a couple. You can throw out your one, whatever it is. Your favorite dart throw picks in. You can clarify it as best balls, but obviously like normal drafts for this weekend for people.
I think for normal drafts, I'm, you know, dialing back a little bit. Maybe I'll take a chance on, you know, players that I think have roles. Like, you know, in best ball, I'm throwing darts at players who I have no idea if they're going to have roles. I love you, Cole Turner. I don't think you're going to play that much. Right. And, you know, and I mean, or, and it kind of depends on what phase of the season. I mean, early on, I was kind of in on, you know, I was out there in February doing best balls and my Tyquan Thornton shares looked really great then. They look less great now. Right. So maybe Kendrick Bourne is a better play if I want to leverage an outlier piece of that New England offense that I think is going to be better. Cause guess what? They have a coordinator now. They didn't have one of those last year. It's a positive change, I'm thinking. So that piece, Allen Robinson is another one. Like, I guess I want to go with previously productive players who maybe are in better position to do something this year than they were in their previous iteration. So Allen Robinson is a slot receiver in Pittsburgh where it looks like this offense is ready to take a step forward. I might go with that. I mean, the usual cast of running backs that are, you know, I mean, in redraft, I'm sure Kendre Miller's guys like that, some of the rookies that, you know, are don't have initial roles are going to be sitting there waiting for you. I'd be fine with them. At tight end, it's been, you know, I've been Mike Gesicki all along because he's been available at the very end of drafts. You know, the latest reporting has not been as positive on him, although there hasn't been much because he's been hurt. In OTAs, it was off the charts positive, though.
Yeah.
I mean, he was all over the field crushing it. They were using him in varied roles, all, you know, all the things you'd want to hear coming out of that camp. And then the first 2 weeks of camp weren't great. So I've dialed back on that. And maybe the Hunter Henry's the answer. But Juwan Johnson's another one, but he's kind of rising up the ranks a fair amount. I think some of the recent chatter about him, I know Catherine Terrell wrote that he's emerging as one of Derek Carr's most reliable targets. I think that's, you know, great news for people who have been, you know, chasing some of the other tight ends. Maybe you can get him a little later. So there, I mean, there's so many of them. I probably drafted way too much.
That's confession. Not true. There's no such thing. There's no such thing, Bob. Outside of when you start getting into roster management, that's when it's like, oh, right. I did too much. Not best balls. Justin, same question. Where are those darts being thrown for you at the end of drafts for this weekend?
I'm with Bob on a lot of those. You know, I'll highlight another one of the rookies that's kind of rising up boards. So maybe he doesn't totally qualify for this, but Tajay Spears on a lot of like the redraft sites, his ADP is so low. It's stunning that he's still available. And I end up taking him so much higher than the ADP. And everyone kind of looks at me in my home leagues like, what do you know about that guy? Well, what we know is that Derrick Henry's turning 30 in January. Mm-hmm. And year eight tends to be when running backs really decline production wise. Ryan Heath of Fantasy Points did an excellent age curve study in the offseason. I recommend everybody go check that out. And it doesn't look good for Derrick Henry, though Derrick Henry very well may just be an alien and he might play for another 5 years and be fantastic. Josh Kelly, that Chargers number two job, we were kind of keeping an eye on that. Spiller looked pretty good in the preseason at times, even had one really long run called back on a penalty, unfortunately. But Kelly seems to have taken that role again. So he's somebody you can get really late because we weren't sure there. Paris Campbell, that's a hill that I'm just going to continue to die on year after year. He has the talent. I trust that if any coaching staff's going to get it out of him, that Brian Daboll and Mike Kafka are probably going to find a way. They find roles for their players that fit their skill sets, and they tend to use them well. And Campbell, a lot of reports. I mean, all the hype's on Darren Waller, but Campbell getting a lot of passes thrown his way in practice and in the preseason when he was out there with the first team offense. So looks like he's going to start in three receiver sets there. But the real one, if we want to go like deep, deep, Josh Reynolds. And Jameson Williams is going to be out for the Lions. He's suspended for 6 games. Last year, even I was shocked when I went back and remembered what Josh Reynolds did at the beginning of last season. I mean, in the beginning of the year, weeks 2 to week 5, his stat lines, 3 for 38 and a touchdown, 6 for 96, 7 for 81 and a touchdown, 6 for 92. and then he got hurt. He's going to come out this year. And yes, I really like Sam Laporta. You could mention the rookie tight ends for this as well, like getting even Luke Musgrave going extremely late. He's somebody that you could look at too. But in that offense, there's not a lot outside of Amon-Ra St. Brown that's proven. We think Jahmyr Gibbs is going to step in and get a lot of receiving work. I think he will. Laporta too. But Reynolds is going to be that number two receiver early in the season, and get him at the absolute last round of drafts normally.
All right, let's go to some player debates here. And Bob, we'll start with you on this one. Let's hit two running backs. And this is based on consensus half point PPR ADP here.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
So the first one was some RBs. Kenneth Walker at 16 versus Damian Pierce at 18 and a half PPR. Who are you going with in that scenario, Bob?
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome in this league.
I love you.
Ready to party!
I think Pierce is probably the safer play to me. I mean, maybe Walker a little bit more upside, so it might depend on how I've started my roster out. I do have shares of both. I think, you know, in general, if I'm in a single draft and we're not like talking about the wide body of best ball rosters I have and the managing his shares, I'd probably play it safer and go Damian Pierce because I think he's not without upside. He does have some. I just think Walker has more, but a safer play it for me at 18.
Boone, what do you got? You got Pierce, your boy, or is it Walker here?
I got to go Pierce. I mean, Walker, I was worried about him. He's very boomer bust, super talented running back, but you look back to last season and he posted just one top 12 weekly finish over his last seven contests in 2022. Then they go out, they add Zach Charbonnet in the second round, who kind of fills a lot of the holes that Walker's missing in his game. I think there's a chance that even if Charbonnet doesn't out-touch him, that he could potentially outscore him for fantasy this year. I think he's a real problem for Walker. And like we said earlier with Pierce, the volume game, so I'm going with him.
Welshie, who you got in that one?
Yeah, I think I agree with the Damian Pierce side here. There might be a little bit of what Bob said. Roster construction might play a little bit of a role in this. I think there's more of a home run play in Ken Walker, where Charbonnet just becomes nothing and Ken Walker is everything. Big explosive plays when the ball's in his hand, they give him way more of the touches than we expect. But the downside, you know, ceiling floor, the floor is a lot lower, I think. Damian Pierce just seems like he is locked in for the workload that you can trust every single week. It might not have true high-end RB1 upside, but I think in most cases in a vacuum, I'm going to take Damian Pierce. But if I were trying to play high, I would go with Ken Walker. That's me playing a little bit both sides.
I still want to do karate in the garage with both you guys for your Godwin and Connor takes here. But I'm Walker here. I'm just afraid of Pierce holding up throughout the season because he didn't do it at Florida. 374 touches coming in to the NFL over four seasons in college and then 250 last year and he broke down. So I'm worried about Damian Pierce being able to hold up. You know, I'm not injury agnostic.
Ken Walker, no. Like Ken Walker, and you're like, I'm worried about Damian Pierce hold up, and like you're just
well, Damian
Ken
Pierce
Walker.
Missed the last six games of the season, so yeah. I'm not worried about like Walker is always nicked up and banged up. Yes, he has stuff for sure, but you know, Pierce got a chance and broke, so I'm just afraid that they give him that chance.
Bob, if again. You and I are injury agnostic, Bogman is the injury pope. I believe me when I say that. He is like, if there's any injury whatsoever, he is going to lock into it and be fearful.
You know, I totally get that when people have been burned by players who have been injured. I also have been burned by players who have been injured. I just, you know, my
not
view
even
of
that
it,
anymore.
Well, my view of it is I want the value. I want the value.
Yeah, I agree. I play on that value side of play, and it's okay. Listen, Bogman, the Pope, we got you. We're with you.
All right. Scott,
I'm
going to
do this
I
next one
you.
Here. We still love you, Pope. This is a three running back player debate, And Justin, we'll start with you on this one. We've got mid-tier 20-ish running backs. We've got Javonte Williams with an ECR and half PPR of 24. James Cook with an ECR of 28.
These are not ECR. I'm sorry. They're ADPs.
I'm sorry. ADP. The ADP ECR relative range. Yeah, relative range of mid-20 running backs. Javonte Williams, James Cook, Isaiah Pacheco. You get to pick one. Who are you going with?
I'm going with Cook. I'm also wearing a Buffalo Bills hat right now, so take that for what it is. But normally with my fantasy takes, I go in the opposite direction of homerism. I'll just throw that in there. When you look at these guys, I mean, Javonte talent-wise, no question, but coming back from that injury and so many injury analysts comparing it to the J.K. Dobbins situation, and if you think about last year, J.K. Dobbins, he was talking a big game entering the season. He was talking about how he was going to be out there week one and arguing with people on Twitter. And then the season started. And even when he got out there after the first couple of weeks, he wasn't really the same player. He ended up getting hurt again. And we didn't really see the Dobbins that we knew until late in the year after he came back. I just worry that Javonte is going to get out there, that this recovery has been fantastic for him. But now he's got to deal with Samaje Perine that the coaching staff's talked up, that all the beat writers are projecting is going to have a big role in this offense, and that Javonte is not going to be at 100% of the same form that he was before the injury, that he's still working his way back, even though he's come back so fast. And we've seen with some of these injuries, just because a guy is back, and you look at like Cam Akers with the Achilles, right? Just because a guy comes back on the field doesn't mean he is back to what he was before, unfortunately.
Yes.
And so that's what I'm concerned about with Javonte. With Pacheco, he's also coming back from an injury. We know Jerick McKinnon's going to be involved in that backfield and involved with a lot of the receiving work. So that's what scares me a little bit there. Cook also has some competition. We saw Damian Harris come back this week and play, and boom, right away, takes over in the red zone and scores that short touchdown. You also have Josh Allen around the goal line. So those things are a worry. But Cook, to me, from what we're hearing, is the clear lead back and is going to get so much receiving work. They're using him, even passing to him downfield, not just dump offs and screens and stuff like that. So Cook with a decent amount of upside, even if he doesn't have that, you know, workhorse top five potential, I think he's a really good bet to put up RB2 stats, where I think the other two guys could have a hard time doing that this year.
All right, Bob, we'll go to you. Javonte Williams, James Cook, Isaiah Pacheco, Highlander. Justin, you can only have one.
I think Justin has the correct answer, but I could make other arguments. But I'll go with Justin as the correct answer. It's a great offense. He's the primary piece. I think Isaiah Pacheco is like semi-primary, but there are other pieces. I'm worried about McKinnon. Just talked to Matt Derrick from Chiefs Digest last week, and he was suggesting that McKinnon's role might be, you know, start out as robust as it finished, you know, which would be awesome for all my 12th round shares. and I don't expect him to have that high end, but it clearly it's a limiting factor, right, for Pacheco. I mean, you know, is Damian Harris a real concern for Cook? Maybe a little bit. So is Josh Allen, though. I mean, that's kind of baked into the cake. Williams is the one to me that has all the upside, but I don't know when you get it, right? I mean, he's clearly, as Justin said, the best player of this group, but we, you know, maybe I learned too hard of lessons. I think the price was righter earlier this offseason before we knew that he was, but as soon as he jumped back into the mix and he's on the field, didn't open camp on PUP, that changed a lot of perspectives. Him going at 24, I mean, maybe if I'm going really running back heavy early, I would take a chance on him as my third running back, but I would have to have already picked two ahead of him before I would go with him. Cook, I might, if I was going a little lighter on running back, I'd have him as a running back too.
Bogman's going to be the interesting one here, because my answer is Cook, but Javonte Williams is right there for exactly what Bob said. You want to play the upside, and him being out there now gets me kind of going. The worry would be that you do have trust in a guy like P. Ryan, and do you limit? Do you play 50-50s for a while? Do you want to give a workload to a guy like that? Would you be better set with 15 touches a game for Javonte Williams and a really core set of workhorse downs, which might equate to like a couple, like it might be a good week, might be a bad week, might be a great week, might be the worst week, you know, and those up and downs can be really finicky. I'm not a Pacheco guy, but I am a Cook guy. And, you know, the one thing I'd say about what you guys both said is you're right. Like Harris is a concern in the red zone, but we've known that. And James, and Josh Allen, we know what he is. So it's really about what is Cook going to be able to do outside of that? And can he make his work done there? Can he be the third down receiving back. Can he get primary early down stuff? Will he get third and one? Probably not. Damien Harris will come in. But, you know, can Cook be the primary back in every other spot? And I think he can. And I'm going to go Cook with that slight caveat that, like, Javonte Williams for me is right there simply for the upside. But Bogman, make your case on Isaiah Pacheco.
Yeah, it's Isaiah Pacheco for me. If you listen to the stuff I did, which is why I Insta accepted this trade that you offered me, Justin, because I know you love Madison and I love Pacheco. For me, my worry about James Cook is not talent. He's awesome. But it's, you know, they took the red zone from him. They don't throw to the running backs that much. So there's little things that bother me about him. I'm the injury pope for Javonte Williams, of course, coming off of that. And I think Boone hit it right on the head when he said, you know, look at what happened with Dobbins last year, the same type of knee tear with multiple ligaments. It wasn't just one, you know, and he tried to come back too soon. Then they had to put him back on the pup, and then they babied him when he came back. So I'm a little worried about Javonte. Maybe he's a freak of nature, and I would love to see that, but show it to me first. I just don't trust it. And Pacheco, I know people worried about his labrum and his hand and all that stuff. He played in the preseason this week. He's fine. He's good to go. I do not think Jerick McKinnon scores 9 more touchdowns. So I think there's going to be more of Pacheco in the passing game this year and more chances for scores for him on the best offense in the NFL. I mean, James Cook also has that. I mean, Buffalo is very, very good too. But I'll go with Pacheco because I think he's going to have more scores than Cook.
But the injury. No, I'm talking.
He played.
Our father. All right. Bogman, you got the next one.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I'm over here spacing out on my answer here. Christian Watson, number 23, Bob, versus Drake London at 24. And it feels like these guys have kind of been moving opposite directions. It feels like Watson is moving up and London's moving down. Maybe that's just what I'm seeing. Bob, what do you think there between Watson and London?
I think this is going to depend on what people think of Jordan Love's prospects here. I tend to think that the, you know, what I've thought since April is turning out to be what I'm seeing with my eyes in the games. And that's that the Packers, however much they wanted to move on from Aaron Rodgers, they don't let a 4-time MVP kick his way out the room without thinking they have a reasonable replacement on hand. And we might not have known this, but I'm pretty sure they did. And now we're seeing signs of it in preseason, granted, just preseason. I feel a little more confident in Jordan Love than I do in Desmond Ridder. And I feel a little more confident in Christian Watson than I do in Drake London for that reason. And also Bijan, also Kyle Pitts, maybe finally, you know, Kyle Pitts, you know, they figure, you know, it's so funny. I mentioned Arthur Smith and I always say, you know, he's the you know, he is pretty sharp offensive mind. And he's the guy who solved the Rubik's cube of talent that is Cordarrelle Patterson for a season, right? I mean, Bill Belichick didn't twist that thing up the right way. And many other coaches didn't, right? But Arthur Smith did and figured out the things that he does well and got him in position to use them. And I'm thinking at some point he'll do this with all this collection of first-round talent he has. But so far...
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
I have not seen it and don't know that he has a quarterback to do it. I feel like the Packers are in a better position to maximize Christian Watson.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I know how you're feeling right now.
Stop it. Don't do that.
I'm here for you.
Oh. In this league.
You are too easy. Boney, what do you got between Watson and London?
This is the toughest one by far. I'm actually going to give London the edge. I've been kind of down on Watson, and I agree with Bob that I'm starting to get a little bit worried that one of the biggest reasons I was down on him was that downgrade that I thought was going to be the case from Rodgers to Love, and now with Love looking decent, at least. Now I'm a little scared that potentially Watson could still hit, but he was also scoring touchdowns at an unsustainable rate last year. And they have a lot of target competition in that offense, right? When you talk about Romeo Doubs, who There's been reports that he's the favorite target, or at least right up there with Watson. And they bring in Jaden Reed, who I really, really like as a prospect coming in, and Luke Musgrave, the rookie tight end there that we mentioned. So that worries me a little bit that Watson isn't going to see kind of the volume that maybe we expect him to see, or the volume he would need to really have a massive fantasy season. London, very concentrated passing attack. I know the volume hasn't been there. They did throw a little bit more when Desmond Ridder got under center. I have the same concerns about Ridder as a quarterback and whether he can actually make a step forward this season or not. But London averaged more targets per game last year, and Pitts was out. But then I don't know what to think of this stuff in the preseason, where last year before the injury, we see Pitts not running, you know, full-time routes and not playing every snap. And now this year in the preseason, it's the same. And is it because of the injury or not? We don't really know. I do know that I think London is talented, and I think there is a chance, although I didn't think this a year ago, but that London is the number one receiver in that offense. I thought it was going to be Pitts, but now I'm starting to question that. So concentrated passing attack. I really like what I've seen from London. Still have some concerns about Watson and the target competition there. So I'm giving him the slight edge, but I have them very close in my rankings.
Bogs, you know this one with me. I'm big Christian Watson guy. I think Jordan loves push into being a serviceable quarterback has given me a lot more confidence, where I don't feel confident that Desmond Ridder is that. You also go in that, yes, London looks like a primary receiver, but you can also fathom him being third as far as targets on this team behind Kyle Pitts and Bijan Robinson. Not saying it's going to happen, but you can see the likelihood of those weapons, where I think obviously the running backs in Green Bay kind of change this. I wouldn't be surprised to see, and I'm betting on Aaron Jones being a huge, huge focal point of that offense this year. But I think Christian Watson. Yeah, and Dylan, of course. I just think with how Watson can spread the field, how he can get across field, I think he's going to be a 8 to 10 plus target guy per game, and he's going to make big plays, and I'm making him my bet. And so you knew that one. So that was easy for me for Christian Watson. The final on the player debates, here are three mid-30s wide receiver, and not in age. That is in ADP. We've got Deontay Johnson, Marquise Brown, and Jordan Addison, all between 34 and 37. And Bogman, we will start with you on this one. Deontay, Marquise, or Addison?
For me, it's Deontay. And Addison, I feel like, is going to be fourth option in the pass game because they rested KJ Osborne. They played Addison. Could just be to get Addison snaps because he's a rookie, right? And I do think Addison's talent takes over Osborne at some point this season, probably about midway through, maybe earlier than that. But I just think Addison is kind of pushed down that list. Marquise Brown, you know, we talked about the Cardinals offense, and yes, it's not going to go away. They should be losing a lot, so maybe he'll have a bunch of targets. But I think you're going to see a lot of frustrating Marquise Brown lines. It's going to be 12 targets, 5 catches, 70 yards. You know what I mean? Like, he had so many targets, but so many were uncatchable from this bad QB play from either Dobbs or Toon. I think he's going to be frustrating. So for me, it's Deontay, and I don't necessarily love Deontay, even though I'm a Steelers fan, but the guy gets a bunch of targets. Him and Kenny have been working all offseason together. He dropped one in the bucket, albeit against the Falcons second team secondary, but it was beautiful, and it seems like they really have a good connection right now. So out of that group, I'm going to take Deontay.
Mr. Bob Harris, who is your pick out of Deontay, Marquise, or Addison?
It is probably Deontay for me as well. Just the target share, anticipated volume, the positive touchdown regression, which is not really regression at all, but I mean, like the odds that he's
going to be higher than zero this year, Bob,
probably higher than zero. I'm going to say that's a safe bet. And you know, like I want to just, you know, acknowledge, I think that it's not going to be an ideal quarterback situation. I think Marquise Brown will probably fare reasonably well, but probably not every week. And I think it looks like the Steelers are taking it. It looks like Kenny Pickett's taking a step forward. That might be the thing that really splits it, that in the volume. So easy call for me.
All right, Justin, where are we going with this one?
Yeah, not much to add here. We're going 3 for 3, just Ooh. DJ, an elite target earner, and Pickett taking a step forward in that offense. And once again, another preseason thing, but something that you notice out there, that the ADOT with a couple of these guys, with Johnson, with Pat Freiermuth in that offense, they've been taking some more shots a little deeper downfield. We'll see if that continues into the regular season, but that's another thing that could really bump up his fantasy value.
Very, very good. Player debates, we love to do them here. You guys did a fantastic job. Final up here for Draft Forum, outside of at the very end, just getting any little final draft weekend notes that you guys might have for us. This is a Bogman idea, and I love it because we both love this person. Bob Barker, we know, passed away this past week at 99. All horrifically stupid jokes aside on Twitter with that. Bob Barker, great on The Price is Right. And Bogman had the idea that we play a little bit of fantasy football Price is Right and a little money on the line to the winner to a charity in their name for, I believe, do we have the charity yet? It's going to be for animals because that's a Bob Barker thing.
Bob Barker always spay and neuter your pets. That's how he ended every single show. So whoever wins, and by the way, we're all going to Showcase Showdown. So all three of you. So whoever wins gets, you know, it's going to be a add up the total at the end here. Whoever comes closest without going over, as is the rule, in The Price is Right, will get $25 donated in their name to whatever local animal charity you guys would like me to send it to. So
exactly. It could be dogs, could be guinea pigs, could be whatever the hell it is. I have all the animals at my house, so you could send it to my house.
It might just be me sending Welsh $25, right?
I've told people I've got 13 animals in my house. And
when he comes home, it's like, remember when Ace Ventura would come home and he'd shake the keys because the landlord's coming in? That's exactly what it's
like. And when the landlord comes in, it's the same thing. It's like, everybody hide, let's get out of here. So this will be Fantasy Football Price is Right.
All right. Thank you. We are going to start with you, Bob. And this one is going to be, do you remember the number game where I'm going to give you four numbers and then I'm going to give you two things and you have to pick which number goes where. All right. So this is going to be Rashad White's half PPR overall ADP. And okay. Thanks.
Sorry. I put that right back at you again.
Half PPR positional ranking. So I'm going to give you four numbers. Obviously, it's two numbers for his overall ADP and two numbers for his half PPR positional ECR. So the numbers are 1, 2, 4, and 7. So you're going to take those numbers and you're going to give me which numbers add up to his overall ADP and which numbers add up to his positional as running back ECR for Rashad White.
It's going to be 27 and 24.
Overall ADP. So,
overall like
with everybody.
So you have positional half PPR positional rank and overall rank.
Okay,
so that should give you a pretty good option of which number goes first on each number.
Positional rank, I'll go 27, and overall I'll go 72.
That is incorrect. It was 71 on the overall and 24 on the ECR. So this is why everyone's going to Showcase Showdown. These numbers are a little bit tough here. All right. Justin, I got the second one for you. I want higher or lower. That's all. You got to get 2 out of 3, higher or lower. So we'll start with Najee Harris, his half PPR overall ADP. So his overall, I'm going to set it at 30. Is his number higher than that or lower than that?
I'm going to say higher.
Do you have a number you want to guess?
I haven't taken much Najee. I will say like 38.
$1.
It's actually 25.
Oh, I win $1. I said $1. So
no. It's not the Showcase Showdown, Welsh.
Oh,
let's go. Calvin Ridley, half PPR ECR. I'll set it at his half PPR positional expert consensus ranking. I'm going to set the number at 21. Do you think he's lower than 21 or higher than 21? And guess a number there.
Is this for me?
No, this is for Boone. You get 3.
And we're talking positional here?
Positional, yes.
It's got to be lower than that.
Okay, it is. You're correct.
My guess is like 17.
I was going to say
18. 16 is the correct number. So everybody's close there. Last one for you, Justin. Breece Hall, half PPR. Overall ADP, which is weirdly the exact same as his ECR, his ADP and his ECR for overall are exactly the same. I'll set it at 40 right now. Do you think that number is higher or lower?
I'm going to go higher again.
Yeah, it is higher. It's 41. So okay. Justin, you
trying
got,
to get me there. Okay.
Well, I made the last one the closest. The other I did at least 5 apart. So, all right, Welsh, this one for you. You were going to get
Are you playing Plinko?
No, I don't have a Plinko board. I would love a Plinko board. You know what I wish I also had? I wish I had the Yodler. who would yodel all the way up the mountain.
Yeah, that would have been my favorite
too. But here we go. It's going to be match the number to. I'm going to give you three numbers. You want to write them down here. It's going to be 46.
Hold on. All right. What are the numbers? Okay.
46.
Okay.
41 and 36.
Okay.
And you have to match them to these numbers. Joe Burrow, overall consensus ADP. Michael Thomas, half PPR positional ECR. And Tank Bigsby, half PPR positional ADP. So you just got to match them.
Okay, repeat them one more time because I think I have one. So repeat it.
Burrow overall.
I want this one.
Burrow overall consensus ADP. Michael Thomas ECR. And Tank Bigsby ADP, all halves. And the numbers are 46, 41, 36.
You said Tank Bigsby ADP positional or overall?
Positional. I'm sorry. Positional.
Okay. That's important here. Okay. So I am going with Michael Thomas at 46, Joe Burrow at 41, and Tank at 36.
Incorrect. Bob, you said you want to try this one. What do you got?
Burrow 41, Michael Thomas 36, Tank 46.
Nope.
No. Michael Thomas is 46, 100%. Right, Boggs?
I'm sorry. Did you say it again, Bob?
I said Bigsby 46 positional, Burrow 41 overall, Thomas 36 positional.
No, it's Burrow 36, Thomas 41. Bigsby 46. This is why everybody goes to Showcase Showdown.
Dang. I guaranteed Thomas was 46. I felt so confident about that one. So I got Burrow right, but I mixed up the other two.
Yeah.
What a load of crap. All right, let's go to Showcase Showdown.
Welsh isn't competitive.
Let's help these animals.
All right. Showcase Showdown. Here it is. This is what I want. This is going to be PFF projection. So you got to go closest without getting over. And this is a combined total. So we're going to start. It's going to be Miles Sanders total yards and George Pickens receiving yards. So these are projections. Projections are usually somewhat conservative. So we're going to add George Pickens receiving yards to Miles Sanders total yards and get a number. I have the number here. So everyone can. Why don't we do this? Why doesn't everybody, I'll give you guys like a countdown. We can all put it in the private chat.
Yeah, here, we'll just have the music in the background while we're thinking here. Bogman, why don't you tell us?
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Tell us about what our lovely contestants can win today while we think about this.
They're going to win $25 to a local charity of their choice to help curb animal breeding, like Bob Barker always did. Spay and neuter your pets so we don't have a lot of unwanted pets out there, buddy.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I swear to God, I'll pistol whip the next guy that says...
In this league.
Hey, Farva, what's the name of that restaurant you like with all the mozzarella sticks?
In this league.
Oh!
Let's go ahead and do it. Get on it. Let's honor the memory of Bob Barker, who gave us all a lot of joys on sick days from school and in movies like Billy Madison. Just being an overall pretty solid dude, Bob Barker.
All right, we got
one number here. What else? You want to throw a number in there?
Yep. Sorry.
I'll throw your number in there.
I'm throwing mine in here. Oh man.
Welsh put his number in and now he's all nervous.
No one went with $1, eh? No one went with $1.
Dang it. Mine is higher than anybody's, so no.
Okay. All right. Here we go. So we have
read off our numbers.
The numbers here. Justin Boone says 2143. Bob says 2250. And Welsh says 2341. The actual retail price of George Pickens and Miles Sanders PFF projection yards is 2,237 yards, making Justin Boone the Price is Right champion because Bob went over by 13 yards.
Bob was so close.
What was the number again? What was it?
2,237.
Dude, look at this real quick. I had wrote 2241, and then I crossed it to 2341. Dang it. Was it total Miles Sanders yards?
Yeah, it was total Miles Sanders and plus George Pickens yards.
Give me the totals on those projections.
1321 for Miles Sanders and 916 for George Pickens.
Oh, man, I had 1,300 right there. I put 1,300 for Miles Sanders and then 906 for...
Man, you were so close.
I talked myself out of it at the end. Justin, great job. We got to give Bob a round of applause for being within 13
bucks.
Just went over. Price is Right could be cruel like that. So Justin,
was going to be really hungry, you guys, and I was.
Well, I will add a wrinkle to this. My wife actually works at a local humane society close to us. Yeah. Awesome. Works with animals. I'm surprised I'm not the one with 13 animals because I get pictures of every cute and every sad animal that comes through there, and I often have to be the bad guy and say no on them. But yeah, so we'll probably end up doing a little donation for them.
Do you want to give a plug? I mean, I don't want to put you out. Do you want to give a plug at all if anybody else listening wants to help in the donating to said place if they want to play along?
Oakville and Milton Humane Society.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.